Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bailey Hall. We ask that you take this opportunity to notice the emergency exit nearest your seat. And the nearest exit may not be the entrance you just came through, so please take this opportunity to look around. Out of consideration for your fellow guests and the performers on stage, silence your electronic devices. Thank you for your cooperation and enjoy the concert.
This evening. There's always much to celebrate at Cornell, and apparently today even on the subject of football. And the title of our concert is Looking Forward and Looking Backward. Those are two things that the Glee Club does very well. And we'll start with a very joyous, buoyant piece in which composer Paul Rudoy looks forward to the promised day, but takes a detour through about every other spiritual he can remember as well.
Day, on the come day, morning day, on the come day, morning day.
We also want to take an opportunity more seriously to look back and remember the life of Dr. Ingram Chodorow, a member of the class of 1961 and a member of the Glee Club, to whom we want to dedicate this next piece. I had the great fortune of meeting Dr. Chodorow and his wife, Ellen, a couple times before he passed away earlier this year, and heard such wonderful stories about his time in the Glee Club, his exploits in exploring the Soviet Union on a historic tour back then where they avoided arrest. And he said a wonderful thing which I've kept in my memory, which is that when he joined the Glee Club, he felt he'd finally found his home here at Cornell and found acceptance and found a community. And I think that's something that's been true for every generation of men since. Dr. Chodorow had the amazing ability to look forward as well as back, and made arrangements for the Glee Club in his will, which will assure the Glee Club a tremendously bright future. And we're so grateful for that and for the loyalty and dedication of so many of our alums. So we'd like to dedicate this next piece, Shenandoah, to Dr. Ingram Chodorow. It might be a little hard to believe that this next piece was arranged by the same arranger, A.T. Davison, who had a bit of a sense of humor. This is a real throwback, a classic Glee Club piece of the early 20th century, Sacramento. In this next piece, two gentlemen, courtly gentlemen of the Renaissance, encounter each other and ask after each other's loves. That's the one word that might not be familiar. Layman in the translation simply means sweetheart.
Tell me how thy name in doth, and thou shalt know.
when I was in college, I came to know this next piece, truly one of the great monuments of Renaissance music, The Lamentations of Jeremiah, an extraordinary work setting the vision of the text we know so well, how quiet sits the city that was full of people. So many people have gone to that text in moments after wartime and other times, and Talus's Lamentations takes us through just a couple verses of it, but sets it beautifully. One of the extraordinary figures that you'll hear in it is that the letters that simply set off the different lines, A, B, C, or in the Greek, Aleph, Bet, etc., he chooses to set as well as music rather than just ignoring them. And he sets them beautifully like little ornamented letters, initial letters in a medieval manuscript. This is the Talus Lamentations, and I'm so pleased to present it with this group on this stage.
Thank you.
The poem of the next piece is, of course, the most famous poem, perhaps, to come out of World War I, In Flanders Fields. And the poppies that John McCrae refers to have become a symbol of remembrance for the dead of that war and many wars over the years. This is a beautiful setting by the Canadian composer Christine Donkin, and we'd like to perform it in a somewhat special way. We've invited the Cornell University Chorus to join us. You can stand. And we're going to sing, the Glee Club will sing In Flanders Fields, and I'd like to just have a moment of silence after that in remembrance of all those who fall in battle or as victims of violence. And then the chorus will answer that with a piece from several centuries earlier, just a vision of the afterlife, Duo Seraphim, of Seth Calvisius. So we'll hold our applause until after both pieces. Thank you.
Across his throne.
I should just say that that was just also in the manner of a bit of a preview. 4 weeks from tonight, the chorus will be on this stage and the Glee Club will be in the balcony, and we hope you'll come back to hear some of that music too. Here's John Schaefer.
Thank you for the long introduction. I'm the president of the Glee Club. As Robert said, my name is John Schaefer. I wanted to thank you all for coming here tonight, especially all the alumni who made the trek back to the hill and then up the hill to be here tonight. Just 24 days ago, we accepted 16 new members, and they've done a fantastic job to get here to homecoming. It's really the kickoff for our year, which is going to be a great one. In November, we're going to make a journey down to New York City to perform the national anthem at Madison Square Garden before the Cornell University hockey game. So that'll be a great time. Then in December, we are performing our yearly Vesper service in Sage Chapel. And then in January following that, we will be taking a tour 16 days to the American Southwest with some incredible performances planned in Aspen, Vail, and finally ending with a collaboration with BYU. Then after that, we will travel to Smith College in the spring to collaborate with their women's chorus there. And then at the end of the year, we'll collaborate with the women's chorus, who you just heard, in the Cornell Symphony Orchestra to perform a major work. We're so excited for the coming year, and it wouldn't be possible without all the support of our gracious alumni and everybody who helps us along the way. So enjoy the rest of the concert. Thank you once again for being here.
This next piece comes from the Estonian composer Velju Turmas, whose serious music we explored in some depth last year. I assure you that this piece is not one bit serious. He describes it as a sort of a folk song about a young man who fancies himself a good dancer.
Billy, go, 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 Billy, go,
We've had for many years a wonderful, entirely student-directed group within the Glee Club, who many of you know. I'd like to welcome the Cornell Hangovers to come down and do a couple songs for us.
When we were young.
Johnson.
Well, you can go up the ladder to heaven, but what are you going to do when you get there? So many years ago, when I was in college, a group I directed was invited to sing for a Martin Luther King Day celebration, and I found this wonderful gospel arrangement by Joe Jennings of Chanticleer called Going to Heaven to Meet the King. That seemed to make sense. So I dutifully transcribed most of it and sort of invented some other little bits, and this is our version of Going to Heaven to Meet the King. We hope you enjoy it.
I'm gonna talk. from now. I'm on my way to heaven to meet the King.
I would like to invite all of those Hangovers alumni, plus every other Glee Club alumni, to come up on stage and help us celebrate with a little bit of Cornell songs. I know there's always a few.
fear that my grades are going to...
Oh, it's one, two, three, four, we all fall in line. To the tune of our cross, we must always keep time. Man is worth lying the dirt till the rising red bell. In this grand institution, this school of
whenever I please. I studied abroad, and boy, was she swell. See, I ain't been a-wasting my time at Cornell.
Oh, it's one, two, three, four, we all fall in line. To the tune of our cross, we must always keep time. And it's worth lying in turn till your eyes sink like hell. In this grand institution, this school, but still unemployed. Oh, it's one, two, and three, four, we all fall in line. To the tune of our cross, we must always keep time. And it's worth lying in church till your eyes ain't let down. In this grand institution, this school of
please do feel free to join us for these last two, which I know many of you know, and if you don't, there's no excuse, because the words are in your program. And nothing makes us happier than to hear all of Bailey ringing with song.